The cultural highlights in our region this weekend include roots music, folk music, Baroque music, jazz, classical, and a whole lot more. In a pairing of roots music superstars, multiple Grammy Award winner and MacArthur Fellow musical genius Chris Thiele teams with Grammy Award-winning musical polymath Dom Flemons of the Carolina Chocolate Drops in Courtyard D at Mass Mocha in North Adams on Saturday at 8 p.m. Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield is presenting a virtual reading of the popular Three Viewings by Jeffrey Hatcher today through Sunday, featuring three comic and dramatic monologues set in a Midwestern funeral parlor over a three-day Christmas weekend. The cast stars Deborah Jo Rupp, reuniting with her That 70s Show co-star Kurtwood Smith, joined by Angel Desai, for this special streaming version. When the play opened at the Manhattan Theater Club in the mid-1990s, the critic from the New York Times wrote, "What makes Jeffrey Hatcher's play Three Viewings diverting is his knack for telling stories that at the very moment when they seem to be settling into predictable paths, throw in a zinger." Upstate New York singer-songwriter Belle Skinner brings her hauntingly beautiful lilting soprano an innate sense of melody to The Foundry in West Stockbridge as part of the Patio Productions series on Saturday at 7 p.m. Though her influences cover a broad range of genres from French chanson and Russian folk to contemporary alt-pop and rock, Belle Skinner's gossamer voice often draws comparisons to Joni Mitchell, Jeff Buckley, Angel Olsen, and Lana Del Rey. Violinists Hannah Lynn Cohen and Jeremiah Blacklow will perform The Evolution of the Violin Duo, a program that includes violin duo selections from the Baroque era up to contemporary 20th century duets as part of Bobby's Fall series at the Unicorn Theater patio on the Stockbridge campus of Berkshire Theater Group on Saturday at 2 p.m. Then on Sunday at 2, the Benny Cohn Trio will perform its brand of straight-ahead jazz at the Unicorn. Things are busy at Dewey Hall in Sheffield, Mass. This weekend with several concerts, the first featuring South Street Swing performing pre-rock popular standards tonight at 7 p.m., followed by Alchemy, a trio of musicians steeped in traditional English country dance and contra dance music on Saturday at 2 and 4 p.m. Alchemy will also perform songs, French folk, new compositions, jigs, reels, waltzes, Scottish melodies, and more. Every evening around sundown, the Wassaic Project presents Christy Chan's All Is Not Lost, a six-story outdoor video projection of a waterfall flowing backwards on the side of the Maxon Mills in Wassaic, New York. And on Saturday at 5:30 p.m., Leon Botstein conducts the Orchestra Now in a program featuring the Violin Concerto in G by Joseph Bologna, the Chevalier de Saint-Georges. The son of a slave and a planter in French Guadeloupe, Chevalier de Saint-Georges was not only the first known classical composer of African ancestry, but also an accomplished violinist, champion fencer, and colonel of the first all-black military regiment in Europe. Bookending the concerto are orchestral arrangements of Solitude and Sophisticated Lady, two mid-century masterpieces by the inimitable Duke Ellington, and the music for strings, percussion, and celesta by Bela Bartok. The concert will be live-streamed for free from the Bard Fisher Center's website, on Facebook Live, and on YouTube Live. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.